Tov, Chodesh Tov. The topic that we chose to discuss this evening, as you see on the Mar Mekomos, is the topic of a hunting dog, connecting with the Malach of Tzedon Shabbos that we had not long ago in the Mishnah that's found here in Perek HaOreg. So we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Hilchos Shabbos Halach Chabbeis, which is on page 1 of your handout. And we'll read the Rambam carefully. HaMishalech Klavim, a person who sends out a hunting dog, Kidei Sheyatzudu Tzvaim Ba'arnavim V'chayotzu Bahem. The purpose of this hunting dog is to help you catch deer and other animals. U'barach HaTzvi B'mnei HaKelev. And now the deer, when the deer espies the kelev, the deer starts running, and deers, of course, are quite fast, quite quick. And now the hunter himself is also pursuing, running after the tzvi. Let's say the hunter somehow is in a position because the tzvi, the deer is running away from the kelev. So the hunter is somehow able to position himself in front of the tzvi. And as a result, the tzvi is frightened. The tzvi is startled by the hunter himself. And then finally, because the hunter was able to block the further advancement of this tzvi in his running away from the hunt, now the kelev comes. It's a hunting dog who's trained for this person, for this purpose. Utzfaso. And the kelev grabs the deer. Says the Rambam, this is called the Toldah of Tzad, and the person is Chayav. This is considered to be the Malach of Tzedah. V'cheina ose k'derech hazor v'ofos. And similarly, if a person does something of a similar nature with birds, I guess birds also, again, in terms of the training that we're talking here about a hunting dog, similar kind of training. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, which is found actually a little bit below on the left-hand side, in Shintes Zayin, under the Din of Tzedah, Asura Uteres B'Shabbos, the Ramah, I underlined it, quotes essentially this Rambam. HaMishasek Kelev Achar Chaya B'Shabbos Havi Tzedah, a person who sicks a dog after an animal, the dog is obviously going to be your assistant, as it were, in the hunting process. So the Ramah says that's considered to be an act of tzedah and yachayev. So right away, all Mefarshim ask, what is the source of this statement in the Ramah? So clearly, the Ramah is citing a Gemara in Shabbos. If you look at page number 2, where the Gemara in Shabbos is quoted in Perek HaOreg, and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, a brisa in the middle of the page. It's in the right-hand column. There the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Hatzot Tzvi, Suma V'yoshen Chayav. If you are in the process of trapping a deer, and the deer is blind, or the deer is sleeping, so the Brisa says, for that you are liable. You are Chayav for Tzedah. Chiger V'zokein, if the Tzvi is lame, or an elderly deer, an older deer, V'chole, or a deer that's sickly, then the din is Potter. So the Gemara right away asks, Amalei Abai le Rav Yossi, Maishnahani and Maishnahani, what's the distinction between these two situations? Why is it in the case of someone who traps a tzvi, that's a suma v'yoshein, you are chayev, and a chigir v'zokin v'choda, you are potter? So the Gemara answers, Hani abidi le revuye, Hani lo abidi le revuye. So Rashi comments over here, look at the underlined section in Rashi, suma v'yoshein abidi le revuye. A suma, a blind person, so generally when a person has, Rachmana Litzlan, lost one of his faculties, in this case, sight, or Yoshein, one who's sleeping, but there are other faculties that are perhaps even accentuated, and Rashi says, a suma of the Yoshein, when they sense that someone is about to trap them, says Rashi, Lishomek, Shemagishin Yadodam, they're right away going to run. If they sense that some foe is about to trap them, about to get them. And therefore, Rashi understands that's why Suma V'yoshein, according to Rashi, would be as the Braisa says, would be chayav. However, the Gemara says the other case, hani lo avidi lirvuye. But the Gemara asks the kasha about tanya chole chayav. There's an outright stira. One Braisa indicates that if you go ahead and trap a chola, you are chayav. The other Braisa says if you trap a chola, you are potter. So the Gemara answers, and this is the critical answer: Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha. Ho b'chola machmas ishta. In one case, the person is not well because he has a high fever. Ishta midoshon eish chom v'kadachat. And the other situation is b'chola machmat uvtina. So Rashi learns chola machmat uvtina ayefut, that the animal is simply puckered out. The animal is tired. The animal is drained of energy. Sheniyachol lozes minkombo. So if the animal is in that situation, says Rashi, nitzo v'yomehu, ki'ilu, the animal is already trapped. The animal is already caught. That's how Rashi learns. Uftana is the situation where the animal cannot move, so the animal is already considered to be nitzo v'yomehu. Rabbeinu Hananel has a different explanation. I'm not looking at Rabbeinu Hananel on page number 2, but Rabbeinu Hananel as cited by the Magen Mishnah on page number 1. The same Rambam that we began with earlier. So you look there, Rabbi Hananel has a very striking explanation, which is the very opposite of Rashi. Rabbi Hananel learns, what does Uvtuna mean? He writes, Kigon shehoyu ayefim machmad kelev or machmad dover acher. I mean, the Tzvi knows that he's being pursued by a hunter, by hunting dogs, and as a result, the Tzvi is exhausted from running away from those that are pursuing him. So in that situation where the Tzvi is puckered out, simply tired, as I said, drained of energy, enervated, then the halacha is you'll be chayav shem seida, and the Rabbeinu Hananel quoted by the Mishnah, by the Magen Mishnah, and the Magen Mishnah indicates that this is exactly the understanding of the Rambam. Ve'ein hein b'mashekosev hasholeach klobi. So what's fascinating that the Rambam seems to be talking about, and the way the Rambam presents the situation, who actually, at the end of the day, grabbed the Tzvi. So the Rambam says very clearly, the Tzvi was grabbed by the Kelev. And yet the Rambam says that this is called a Tolda of Tzad, and Yechai Mishum Tzeda. This is a bit of a Pella. One would think that, why should Tzeda be any different than any of the other Melachas of Shabbos? A person who does an act of Chavisha. So a person goes ahead and digs in the ground, and softens the ground. So you are doing a Maisa Chavisha in the ground. A person takes Ochel and cooks the Ochel, an act of Bishul. But here, if the Kelev is the one that, in effect, sees the Tzvi, it's true, you are obviously involved in the process. It's your dog, your hunting dog, that you sicked on the Tzvi. But at the end, even though you block the Tzvi, or somehow you frighten the Tzvi, as the Rambam says, but who did the actual tfisa? That was done by a dog. And yet the Rambam says, Yechai Mishun Tzeda. One would often question this and assume that Tzeda is only when I do an act of Tzeda. The hunter is the one who does the act of trapping. And as I said, the Rabbeinu Hananel that I quoted a moment ago, who understood Uftzina, the Magen Mishnah, where the arrow is on page number 1, that he understood that there, the Tzvi or the animal that's being hunted is exhausted because of the kelev of Dava Acher, Hareza Chayav. So maybe that you could understand when you captured, when you were toface, the animal, namely the hunter, was the one who did the act of Tzeda. The Chiddush of the Gemara says, Chole Machmas Ishta, because once the animal is very sick with a high fever, is not able to run away, not able to move, the whole concept of Tzeda is obviously no longer relevant. But in the case of the Chole Machmas Uftzeda, the animal can still run away. But if the kelev grabs the animal, so perhaps you're not chayim mishum tzad, because we know that there's a din that certainly a person is obligated in shisas behema. But that's a lav in the Torah. You're not going to get skila, you're not going to get curry. So the first question that we're raising on the Rambam, that one has the sense from the Rambam that the Rambam is talking about where the kelev does the act of tfisa. The kelev is that which grabs the tzvi. You are involved, you the hunter, but at the end you didn't do a ma'aseh tzeda. Yeah, the Rambam says yechayev. Beyond that, a second question, which also can be posed on the Rambam. The fact that I frightened the Tzvi So it's clear that, let's say, a person were to go ahead, one individual, or there are several individuals involved in a kind of posse, if you will, who are hunting animals. And now one of them does the act of tzedo. One of them traps the tzvi. And the other one just frightens him. You're not going to be mechayev, the individual, shehivhil es ha-tzvi, the one who frightened the tzvi, so he's not going to be liable mishum tzedo. At best, he's what we would call misayeya. Misayeya means someone who assists. You have this in the world of sporting events as well. Misayeya, kach shamati. But he's only a misayeya to the act of tzeda. And certainly, it would seem to be much worse than a situation that the Gemara talks about. Zeinu yochol, zeinu yochol. You have two individuals involved in the Malach of Shabbos. We know that shnayim shasa'ub turim, the Gemara says. Two people are involved in the Malach of the Apata. But let's say each one individually is not capable of doing the Malach. So there, together they do the melacha. So there the melacha is in effect being done by the contribution of both of them. Mashenkin here is only misayeya. So one person does the act of tzedah, the other person perhaps may have frightened the tzvi. There's no question he's not going to be at all responsible. He's a misayeya. At best, it's a grumma. And we know the Torah says, the Gemara says in Shabbos as well, lo sasa kol melacha, asiya hu da'asa, what's asa on Shabbos? To do a melacha, to do an act of tzedah. But if someone through a grumma is involved in a malacha, that's not asur min ha-Torah. When one examines the Ramah that we read a few moments ago, that the Ramah says, ha-mashasa kelev ha-chayev b'shabes chayev, mashma from the Ramah that you're chayev. It's not simply a question of asur. Chayev means it's an isur min ha-Torah. So here you went ahead and you sicked a dog after an animal. And the simple pshat is that you were not directly involved in the act of tzedah. Of course, you're the one who was navigating, directing the shoals over here, but you were not directly involved in the ma'aseh of tzedah. And yet the Ramah says, Yechayim, sounds like Yechayim in our Torah. And that's the understanding of the Ramah, of the Vilna Gaon, and many Achronim understand the Ramah like that, that ha'mishaseh kelev, I sick a dog on an animal, even though I was not directly involved in the act of doing the melacha, that's asur min ha-Torah. And if you take a look now at the Magen Avraham does not agree with this position. On page number 2, there's Magen Avraham in Shin Tes Zayin, it's on the left-hand side. I underlined it. So here the Magen Avraham suggests that according to the Rambam, when the Rambam requires that Maisa Atzmo, that you would have to go ahead in order to be over a melacha daraisa, you'd have to do it yourself, that's only at a level of the Raisa. Midrabanan, it's also even without doing any Maisa. So he understands the Ramah is speaking about an Isa Drabanan. Ramah, when he says, Chayav, Hamishasa Sakelev, you didn't do any action, you aren't involved in the act of Seidah, so the Isa would be an Isa Drabanan. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also paskins an Isa Drabanan. However, the question is that clearly there's a machlokas over here. The Poskim are obviously arguing what is the Havana of the Rambam. And the Rambam is Mashman, but the Rambam says, again, going back to Lashon HaRambam that we read a few moments ago, the Rambam says, HaMishaleach Klovim and Ubarach HaTzvi, Yimnei HaKelev, and he's running after the Tzvi, the hunter, or he frightens the Tzvi. The Rambam says, that Yechayev Midaraisa, even though you're not involved in a maisa. So there's a machlokes between how to understand this din in the Rambam, namely, without being involved in the act of tzedah, yachayim in HaTorah, or do we assume, no, in this situation where you're sick a dog, so you are involved, but you didn't do the act of tzedah, at best the issue would be issue of the Rabbanan. What exactly is the issue that's involved here? So the issue really relates to a famous Mishnah and Shabbos on page number 2, lower right-hand corner. The Mishnah that's well-known to us, Machlokes B'Shama B'Silel, whether there's a din of Shri Sas Kalim, we paskin, there's no din of Shri Sas Kalim, something that's set up before Shabbos, the halacha is, you can go with it, as long as there's no malacha being done on Shabbos itself, it was activated before Shabbos. So in the course of that, the Mishnah has the following discussion among the many cases on Yudzayinim Abbeis, between Beshama and Beisila. Beshama Omrim ain't person mitzugas chaya v'ofas v'ndogim el kidei she yitzodu mibodjom. Beshama, of course, they advocate the din of Shvisas Kelim. You're not allowed to set up a trap, whether you're going to trap Chayos or Ofos or Dogim, but the act of Tzedah has to take place before Shabbos. If you set up a trap, the act of Tzedah is going to take place on Shabbos, the Shabbat holds this is absolutely interdicted. Ubesila Matirin, Besila says this is considered to be permissible. So Tesis, on the spot, directly below that Mishnah, there's an arrow there, Ein Persa Mitzudos, Tesis presents the following issue. Avagat b'Shabbos Nami and Pirish Mitzuda Einu Chayu Chatas. What about Shabbos itself? If I decide to set a trap on Shabbos, and let's assume that at that moment when I set the trap, no animal is at that moment walking into the trap. So Tesis says Einu Chayu Chatas. You're not going to be liable for the din d'oraisa of tzeda, even though you set the trap on Shabbos. Why? Sheni Odeya im Yatzudim La. You don't know if you'll be successful. You don't know if an animal's going to walk into the trap at that moment. Mikom makom gozu lifrosh mitzuda. Chazal will go there. Chazal said there's a gzera. Means Besham Yamisi feels there's a makom for a gzera. The pomim also de chiyam chatas kigon. Shebishas prisoso yilko. Let's say the moment you set the trap, an animal walks right into that trap. So if that's the case, then there would be a malach of tzeda. You'd be in violation of tzeda. But usually that's not the case. You set a trap, and it may take a while till the animal falls into the trap. Chazal goes there. They were against the person setting traps because sometimes bishas prisoso, at the moment that a person sets the trap, the animal will be nilkad, the animal will be trapped, and he quotes a braisa, "Dachi kani b'tosefta, ha'peris mitzudo lebeimo lo'ov, v'nichnas l'tocha chayav." Of course, that's the ideal. Person sets a trap, and right away the animal falls into the trap, and then you'd be liable. So Tesis says very clearly that we don't know if the tzeda is going to occur or will not occur. However, from Tesis, it's clearly mashma. If I knew definitively that the animal is going to be trapped the moment I set the trap, then of course I will be liable. I'll be responsible. Even if what? Mashma from Tesis, even if the animal does not necessarily enter the trap immediately. Because if it's a vadai that this trap is going to be effective, it will be efficacious, it's going to work, so then the halach is you're going to be chayif and tzeda, even if the animal enters afterwards. However, there are those who disagree with this understanding, and they assume that if at the moment of prisa, the moment that I set the trap, the animal does not walk into the trap, I'm not going to be chayif. That's the assumption that many have. But again, there is a possibility of understanding the Tesis not like that. The Tesis is suggesting that the problem is that I don't know if the trap is going to work or not. But if I know that this trap is going to work, I have somehow some sort of a chazoka, and it's going to trap animals, there's no question it will be 100% successful. Even if the animal is not going to be trapped miyad immediately, if it's going to come into the trap later on, the halacha is I'm still going to be chayav.
So this is the subject. Rabbi David, what about an animal you want to get rid of, like a mouse trap? Does that make a difference whether it's a mouse where I want to get rid of or an animal that I want to trap for game?
The pashtus is there should be no distinction. One might argue maybe a mouse trap is far more effective. It's within a confined kind of space and area, and the mouse is running around in a person's home, chas v'shalom, and there the likelihood of the mouse being caught by the trap is probably much greater than when a person is setting a trap in an open area, in a large area, in a larger swathe, where clearly the likelihood of that happening is much, much less. But Tyson here speaks about following an unbelievable situation, namely where perhaps one can be medayik. As I said, this is the subject of a machlokas, how to understand the Tesis. The Tesis suggesting that if I know definitively, positively, that the tzeda is going to occur, I'm going to be chayav, even though it will not happen miyad. So this is the subject of discussion. There's a Pnei Yehoshua, if you look on the top of page 2, the Pnei Yehoshua weighs in on this topic, and you take a look at the last few lines. He quotes a Yerushalmi, and he writes, he's citing this thesis, that he says, the last three or four lines, Mishamachi sova Yerushalmi, the Loshayach tzeda, el abadava shenitzon b'shas prisa. The tzeda has to occur when? At the moment that you set the trap. But if I have a situation where I don't know that the trap is going to work immediately, that would be considered to be a melacha of tzeda. Matter of fact, you look in the Rashba directly below this citation from the Shulchan Aruch, b'chdeshi yatzodu, in the left-hand column. Yim toma v'hech teida masai toba achaya of, how are you supposed to know? Via shlomar, the pares bimkom gedudei chayot, if you put it dafka in a place which is well known to be teeming with all types of animals, the mistoma yikon su shom lizman muat. V'ochi iso v'yushalmi demuki, the pares b'choshit. See, the difficulty, of course, here, with all of this, is the following. What is Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir? What does that mean? B'sha Shehu Poreis Nichnas Achaya. B'shas Prisa, the way the Yeshua suggests, or the way the Rashba says, Lizman Muat. Elu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir. We don't exactly know what the Shir of Zman is. What's called Lizman Muat? What's called right away? Maybe you have to somehow hold on to the trap in your hand. There are other Gemaras in Shas that talk about this situation, but it's unclear. So there is a lot of discussion among these issues in the next few pages, page number 3, page number 4, and page number 5 from the Abi Nezer. Abi Nezer, the Sochet Shavarov.
Sorry, but before going on, can I just ask, I thought Mike had a good point. Isn't there a difference if it's, you want the animal in order to eat the animal, or you want the animal because you don't want the animal to be there? You'd rather the animal wasn't there at all. You're only trapping because you don't want it to exist. But if it wasn't there, then all the better. So if it was a snake or a bee, or
you're raising another issue. You're raising the issue of Hatzad Nachash.
Or a mouse.
Hatzad Nachash or Hatzad Achbar Kadesh Lei Nozek. That might be a Nachash in the Gufa. You're not engaged in
that. Mike was asking about a mouse. That's what Mike was asking about, a mouse.
Probably on the Machlokes Abirah and the Rav Shimon, whether you're chayv from a Nachash in the Gufa or not. The Gemara said the distinction between Tzad Nachash, because of the act of tzeda, you're interested in the nachash, or you simply don't want to be harmed. You don't want a mouse to run around your house. But as I said, there could be a distinction between a mouse trap, which in all likely one could argue is definitely going to be successful, as opposed to a trap, even though the Rashba speaks about b'mokom gdudei chayos olistim. There are obviously wild animals running about, and there are many of them. The place is teeming with animals. So that also is considered to be apparently an act of tzeda, which is pretty much assured. It's hard to measure.
Wait, no, I thought you said about the mouse trap that you said it would still be chayo. So a more relevant example might be on sukkahs. When you're in your sukkah, you don't want bees, and a person has some kind of bee trap.
I understand. The same issue. The reason why a person wants to set up a bee trap in a sukkah, because it's tzar patam in a sukkah. He doesn't want to be in a state of tzar. So he's interested in getting rid of the bees. He's not interested in the bees per se. That's also kind of blocha shantzir legufa. Again, in terms of the act of tzeda, but it's hard to know what exactly the distinction between a mouse trap and a trap that's set by a hunter for animals. But I think there are some fundamental distinctions between the two, depending on the nature of the terrain. As I said, a mouse trap is much more confined, assuming that we're talking about an act of tzeda, which it probably isn't because of Halacha Shehetzir Legufa, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Techayim Halacha Shehetzir Legufa, but we pass like Rabbi Shimon. You're not tied to Lachash Yetzir Legufa. So it's the Rabbanon. But in terms of the basic position I'm trying to discuss is, and in light of, you'll see in a moment, because the Avinez is going to really weigh in on it, and he's going to present what it seems to be the Machlok is going back to the understanding of the Rambam that we began with. The question is, what is the nature of the Malacha of Tzedah? Really, we have to define that a bit more carefully. And that's what the Avinez attempts to do. And he writes, the Avinez, offhand, one would assume that there's no difference between Seder and other Malachas of Shabbos. As I mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, when I do an act of Chavisha, the Gemara says, Ripui Ara, I soften the ground. I have to deal with the ground, and I do an act of Chavisha. Zorea, I plant a seed in the ground. Again, I do a Maiseh that's related to a Maiseh Zriya. All the Malachas, Bishol, Kotzer, again, the person is detaching Dabar, which is Mechubu Lekarka, and you are separating that from the Chibu Lekarka. There's a Maisa in the Dabar Hanif'al. So here one would think that Seda also requires that I have to somehow, the act of Seda has to be connected to the Dabar Hanitzod. But one might assume that since, as Tyson says, it's clear the animal is going to come into the trap. So it's almost like, I'm going to discuss this a bit later, almost like Isha Mishum Chitzah. It's essentially my arrows that I set up, and I'm responsible. It's considered to be Nitzo. And that's what Tesis here says, that Tesis Takasha on Yudzayin of Beis, what we just read, that how do I know that the animal is going to be trapped? So you can't say that it's 100% certain that the animal is going to come into the trap. And then it's already right now called Nitzo. It's considered to be as if I trapped it. Let's say I go ahead and I set up a trap on Shabbos where it's Baruch Hachama, that the animal is going to come right now. So Tesis says, then I would be chayav unquestionably for the act of Seda. So apparently the Avnei Nezer, and this is what he discusses over here, he understands the words of Tesis, not the way Rove Rishonim understand Tesis, but rather the Kavanah of Tesis, again, as Tesis seems to have suggested, that Seda has to take place b'shas prisa. The moment that I'm poreis, the moment that I spread the net, the moment that I set up the trap, that moment is the key moment. But the Avnei Nezer already that indicates that does not seem to be correct. He understands, and this is found if you wish to look at page 5, he understands the Avnei Nezer that the chiyuv of tzeda, again, if you understand that it means that which I do beguf hanitzo, I have to somehow connect to the animal that's being trapped. So it has to be like other malachas of Shabbos. For example, we know, we saw the Gemara in Shabbos as well, Daf Kuf Beis. It's actually found over here. I Xeroxed it for you to see. The Gemara Daf Kuf Beis on page number 5, in the left-hand column, the Gemara discusses, and also the Gemara Daf Dalid on the right-hand column of page number 5. The issue, of course, is Hidbik Pas B'Tanur. Person goes ahead and puts a pas into a tanur, and then he reminds himself, before the pas actually undergoes the malach of Ofer Vafia, namely Kriyas Panim B'Tanur, didn't yet come to that point. It takes a while till that happens. And you remember, so now the question is, can I go ahead and quickly remove it? Because the din is you require what the Gemara says, Tchilasa V'Seifa Mishkoga. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Kuf Beis tells you, Zeh HaKlal, upper left-hand corner, page number 5. Kol Chai V'Khato, Sein Chayav V'Chatei Tchilasa V'Seifa Mishkoga. So if it's Tchilasa Mishkoga V'Seifa Zadon, Tchilasa Zadon V'Seifa Mishkoga, Turin. And this is the question that applies to all malachas of Shabbos. The Gemara discusses, why don't we say that the moment the person puts the pas in the tanur, and unquestionably it's going to be baked. If you leave it there for whatever time period is requisite for the afia to occur, it's going to happen. It's no different than what I just mentioned a moment ago, Isha Mishim Chitzov, and it's considered to be right now, Ki'ilu Nefes, it's already baked. And you should be chayav al tchila safiyoso. Even if I remember later, and I think, let me quickly take it out before Primas Ponim. And in general, this is the Mishnah that we're familiar with as well. That's again the Mishnah that I quoted here on Daf Kuf Beis of page number 5. And the Mishnah has many ramifications. Let's say a person is Zorik Dalanam of Rishus Harabim. So the din is you have to have, the Gemara said, we saw this in Shabbos, Akira v'Hanocha v'Chiyuv. That both the Akira has to be b'chiyev, and the hanocha has to be b'chiyev. You need akira b'hanocha. So let's say I remember before the hanocha. So then the halacha is that I'm potter because you need chilasa v'seif and mishkoga. Even though the Gemara has an ukimta here that by zrika you don't require chilasa v'seif and mishkoga. But the maskan of the Gemara is not like that. We paskin that even by zrika you need chilasa v'seif and mishkoga. So why do we say, since eventually it's going to be noch, there'll be a hanocha after Dal Ramos, and it's my chitzim, my arrows. So why don't we say the malacha is already taking place mishas zrika? Even if I remember before the malacha, I should be chayav, similar to tzeda. Why somehow do we assume that tzeda is different? Why is tzeda different than all the other malachas of Shabbos? So this is essentially what we're going to see in the Avnei Nezer, a suggestion. And he says, maybe yesh makom v'chalek b'malachas tzeda, the kol shah malachas of Shabbos. There's a distinction between tzeda and all the other malachas of Shabbos. Seda, nothing is lacking. The moment I set the trap, the moment I'm poreis the mitzuda, so basically everything already has been done. The moment that I do that hachana, the dabra hanitzo, certainly is going to come there. When it comes to zrika or other malachas of Shabbos, zrika is a total hotzah. And the malacha, as we said, consists of akira v'anocha. And again, this also is a famous question that we should talk about. What the ikar? Is the ikar both? You need both akira and anocha? or maybe the ikur is the hanocha, and the akira is only hechatimtzu for the hanocha, but you need both, that's for sure. So kolzman shelo nigmar hanocha, as long as the hanocha did not take place, you don't have a complete melacha to be chayiv. So if I remember in between, so then I would not be liable because it needs tchilasa v'sayiv and mishgaga, and so too afia. If you want to say that the melacha of afia is done the moment I put the pas into the tanur, b'shoshe hinachti es pas. But if the afia was not completed, l'chiyuv, you can't be mechayiv a person if there's not yet kribas pana b'tamo. The melacha has not been completed. Nothing yet was baked. However, comes the Abinezer, and now he goes back to the melacha of Seidah to explain the Rambam Shita that we began with at the beginning of the shir. Namely, that the Rambam, clearly, it's not 100%, but obviously the person himself is not directly involved in the Maaseh Seidah, but he sicks the dog on the Tzvi, and then at one point he's involved, he either frightens the Tzvi, or he blocks the Tzvi, and then the Kelov comes in and does the Makah Bepatish, as it were, but it's not 100% certain that the Kelov is going to necessarily grab this Tzvi, and the Abinezer first wants to suggest that's according to the Rambam, but according to the Rambam that we quoted in Shintes Zayin, the Rambam says over there that maybe where you go ahead and sick the Kelev on the Tzvi, so he understands the Rambam is saying, Vadai, Sha'akelev Yitfosit Atzvi. The Kelev is like Chitzov Shel Ha'adam, so it's considered to be Nitzodet and Yechai Meshumalech Estad Menat Torah. That's a very difficult assumption that the Abinezer somehow wants to be mechalek between the language of the Rambam and the language of the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam should have told us, the Rambam should have said explicitly, if you know definitively that you're going to capture it, then you don't require a maisa of tzedah on the part of the hunter. But because the Rambam always explains clearly what his positions are, and if the Rambam is talking about where it's not so clear, so then we have here a kelev that's involved in shisui, in the act of being mishaseh, of sicking a dog on the tzvi, and you're not chayav for a tzedas kalbo. If the kelev does tzedah, because shvisas behema is only a lav, and he wouldn't be chayav kares and skila if you did it b'shogeg, b'mezid. So what exactly is the fact that you're involved as a mesayeah? Mesayeah is not called an osa meiseh. So what is going on here? So you have to somehow assume, and this seems to be the maskana, and the maskana seems to be, and this is exactly what the Abinezer, through his entire thinking, goes through this entire process, that the chiyuv of tzedah is not unlike other malachas of Shabbos. Other malachas of Shabbos, as I said, I have to do an action. The chamisha is on the karka. The bishol is on the ochel. The kotzer is on the tzua. Every single action that I do relates to the davar hanifal, to the item I'm acting upon. And somehow tzedah is different. Tzedah, the chiyuv is, for the maisa tzedah, the fact that I prepared, the fact that I set up the track, the fact that I put it into motion, I activated what's going to happen subsequently, whether it will happen right away, it will happen a bit later. The hachanas ha-metzudah, even though it seems to be only a grumma ba'alma, for that I'm chayav. And it brings a raya, the Adonais, on page number 5, from the famous Gemara Baba Kama that we're all familiar with. The Gemara speaks about the malacha of Zoreh, Zayin Vav Reish Hei, winnowing on Shabbos, where you're, again, being mafrid, solas on klipa. It's one of the malachas under the category of Borer, and Zoreh, each one is slightly different. There's a big machlokas of Rishonim, what the distinction between these malachas are, Zoreh, Borer, Merakeh, whether it's in the Chetza, whether the way the malacha is done, or the clue that's being used, but here I'm using a wind shovel in order to do Zoreh. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that Zoreh, Beruach Mesayata, the very nature of Zoreh, it requires you throw it up into the wind, and the wind also is assisting you in the malacha of Zoreh. And there's a distinction between, again, the malacha of Tzedah and all the other malachas of Shabbos, because, again, malacha of Tzedah, by virtue of setting the trap, if I know it's going to be caught today, the trap will be effective. And even, according to some, if the chaya nichnasa lachas man, we say, no, you're chaya for the act of Tzedah that you did. You prepared the trap, and you paved the way for the chaya to be caught. So again, if I remember before the act of tzedah occurred, so obviously you would not be chayav mishum tzedah. But again, the point I'm trying to make is that, and this is what Abinezer basically is saying, that the malach of tzedah is fundamentally different than other malachas of Shabbos. The ikar at tzedah is done at the moment shehechanti et hametzuda, sheparasti et hareshet. The moment that I set up the trap, the moment I set it up, the animal ke'ilu is dovar nitzot kvar. We know the animal is going to enter. Whether it enters right away, and for sure you'll be chayav, or even if it enters a bit later, again, you're going to be responsible. And in that respect, you can take a look here that the Birkas Shmuel, on page number 6, there's a famous comment of Rabbi Achber Leibowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva Kamenetz, the Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Briska. So the Birkas Shmuel comments on the Melach of Tzedek. Again, I'm not reading it inside, but you can take a look at it on page number 6. And he asks another famous question, which relates to a question asked by the Nebuka Yosef in Baba Kama. That's what's known as the Veld Kasha, a famous question that the Nebuka Yosef poses on a woman who lights Neros on Erev Shabbos. So we know the Gemara's Machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, Isha Mishim Mamono, Isha Mishim Chitzov. But if you assume that Isha Mishim Chitzov, so then the question is, how could a woman light Neros on Erev Shabbos, Isha Mishim Chitzov? The Neros are now dolok the entire Shabbos. And as a result, that Isha Mishim Chitzov, my arrows that I shoot, so now they continue to operate till they come to their destination. In the case of Neros of Shabbos, they're operating on Shabbos. Why should they be chayav for the act of Hadlokas Neros, Isha Mishim Chitzov? That's the Kasha of Muki Yosef. So he, the Birkas Shmuel, extrapolates from there and says, why don't I ask the same Kasha by Tzeda that I set up the trap on Erev Shabbos? And now, by virtue of this din of Isha Mishim Chitzav, Ki'ilu Tzadati B'Shabbos, Ki'ilu Asiti Pu'ula Shel Tzedah B'Shabbos. I did the act of Tzedah.
The Gemara Yitzayin. The Gemara Yitzayin.
Yes, the Mishnah Daf Yitzayin. So he, the Birkas Shmuel, is Mechalek, makes a Pasha Mechilak. He said that again, why am I Chai Mishim Tzedah? I'm not Chai because of the potential, the Koach that this trap is going to ultimately be successful and potentially trap animals or whatever my prey is. But rather, I'm chaya for this setting up the maaseh tzedah that I prepared the mitzudah. And even that's only a grama balma, that is what Chazal, and that's what the Torah was mechayev me. The Torah is mechayev me for that preparation, for that hachona of tzedah. And that's what Taisus means, on Daf Yizayim Beis, namely, that even on Shabbos, if a person is part of the mitzudah, he's not chayav chatos because he doesn't know whether the tzedah is going to be effective or not. But if he knows, says Taisus, that the tzedah is going to take place today, even though it's nichnas lachazman, since the chiyuv of tzedah, so the active preparation that I did, for that you're going to be chayav mishum lachas sod. And that, says the Avni Nezer, this is how he understands essentially the Rambam. The Rambam that we started with, that the Rambam, again, the question whether the Rambam is telling us that you are involved, you're not directly involved, because at the end of the day, the keller did the act of trapping the tzvi. But you certainly, you blocked the tzvi, you frightened the tzvi, and that action, that ma'aseh, that's also part of the Ikar Achiyah. But the Rambam says, HaMeshaleach Klovin, Kadesh Yatzodu, that's a Toldah of Tzad. The Rambam is telling you what the Mahus of the Malach of Tzad is, Yechai from the ma'aseh Tzedah, so too, when the keller is running after the animal, and you are Mesayeya, B'tzeidah sa'animal, b'tzeidah sa'chaya, because you are omeg b'fnei achaya, or hivhalter et achaya, you frighten them, that's called the ma'aseh tzedah, that's exactly what the Torah is chayev you, and that's the shita ben Hananel, and the Mela, that is the position of the Rambam as well. Now, Rashi clearly does not hold that, so the assumption is that what is Rashi's shita? Rashi's cholag ben Hananel, cholag on the Rambam. Rashi says, no, the melach of tzedah is no different than any other melach of Shabbos. Every melach of Shabbos, you have to go ahead and be in direct contact with the nifal, as I explained before, in Bishul, in Kaitzer, all the other melachos of Shabbos. The chiv is what you do, biguf hanifal. And here also, the assumption, of course, is that the melach of Tzedah, masha ose hatzayad, what the person who's the hunter does, biguf hanitzol mamash. So if the kelev is the one that grabs the tzvi, that's not called Tzedah, that's called the grama. And then exactly, Tzedah de Grumba, this would seem to be a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. And that's the svar of the Magen Avraham that I mentioned at the beginning of the shir. The Magen Avraham says in Taisus that even if nichnas l'teicha, biyodea, I know definitively the act of Tzedah is going to occur. If it doesn't occur, b'shas prisa, it doesn't occur at the moment that I trap the animal, I'm not going to be chayav. Because the chiyav of Tzedah is no different than other malachas of Shabbos. The Malach of Tzedah, Mashani Oseh, Beguf HaNitzot. I have to be in direct contact with the animal that's being trapped. So if I don't do the act of Tzedah right now, even though there's no question the animal's going to be trapped, in a short period of time, that is considered to be grama and you are potter. The Ramah that we began with as well, the beginning of this year, even though he seems to be going with the Rambam, seems to be based on the Rambam, but the Ramah somehow assumes the Shisui itself. If you look back to the Lashon of the Ramah that we read at the beginning of the Shir, so there the Ramah wrote, and the language seems to be pretty clear, in Shintazayim, HaMishaseh Kelev, Achar Chaya B'Shabbos HaMitzeda. The act of Shisui, the act of sicking the dog against the Tzvi, against whatever prey I'm looking for, that's called a Maisa Tzeda. Even though, who prompted this dog to act? I. Let's say it's a trained hunting dog. And I trained the dog. The dog only carries out its mission because of my Shisui. So that is still called a Maisa Tzeda. And Yechai Ben HaTorah. A bit of a halachah for the Rambam, if you take a look on page number 6, is a Braisa in Maseches Beitza. So the Braisa writes here in Maseches Beitza the following. Hatsod avozim b'tarnigolim v'yoni hadasod potter neshaboyim l'kluvan ba'erev. You capture a tarnigol or an avaz, so it's going to come to its kluv, its home, as it were. Every evening it goes back home. So Rashi says l'kluvan v'noach l'tosam shon. It's very easy to capture them there. Hilka charein ki nitzod v'omdim. Yavinez actually is troubled by this Rashi, even though we understand that we know exactly the goings about and comings of these, of Avazim, of Tanigolim, they go back home. So we know exactly, they're not, shall we say, what the Gemara calls Sipor Dror, Sheinom Kabel Marut. They're not free, sovereign, autonomous types that just fly anywhere and don't really have a home. Don't really have a makom. They have a makom. So Rashi says they have nitzodim v'omdim. I can grab them, no problem. Even chutz l'klova, because they're already nitzod. So the Abinezer asks on this comment, on this brisa from a Russian Kira. The Russian Kira is directly below that Rashi on page number 6. The Russian Kira talks about the issue of Hagosa. Hagosa on Shabbos, what they call in Yiddish, koch lefel. The word koch lefel has other connotations as well. Someone who's always stirring the pot. Someone who's always, he has, Baruch Hashem, a lot of energy, and sometimes can use it frenetically, and not in a directed kind of fashion. So Megis is subsumed under the rubric of Bishal, on Shabbos. Megis is Chai Mishum Bavashel. So right away, the rush over here in the Keta, directly below the Rashi, directly below the Bryson, based on Daf Chav David. So the rush discusses this issue of Megis. He says, the Bishul is going to take place whether you do Hagosa or you don't do Hagosa. But so what does the Hagosa do? The Hagosa is Mekare Bishulo. And the Rosh suggests that for Kir Malacha, you're also going to be Chayv. You're going to hasten the Malacha. You're going to expedite it by doing the act of Hagosa. So then that's continued to be under the rubric of Bishul. It's Mekare Bishulo. So here also, the fact that this, the Braisa writes in Chavdalim and Beitza, that these animals are these Abazim and Tamigolim, Yoni Hadassaod, they go back home and they have their area where they're roosting. Mazim Mishaneh. The fact is that I go ahead and by virtue of the action that I do, I am Mikare Tzedosa, and I should be Chayy for that. So the Abinezer again wants to use this Braisa as a raya to his Yisod, that the Malach of Tzedah is not the same as the Malach of Bishul on Shabbos. That even though the machal may have been mitbashal mikach rishon, but it's not yet called mevushelet, and if you do an act of megis, you may actually expedite or hasten the act of bishul. You're mekarev the bishul, as the Rosh indicated. But in the case of tzeda, we don't assume that. Since they come home to roost every evening exactly the same spot, we assume right away they are nitzodim, they're already bishusva, they're already in your property. And again, as I said, this is the assumption of the Abinezer, and all this is being used to basically say pshat in the Rambam, that the chiyuv of tzeda, of course, is for an act of tzeda, preparing the mitzuda. So here, you're not doing any preparation. They're already going into the kluv. They do so on an evening, on a nocturnal basis. So everything was already done. You're not adding anything by virtue of what you did. That's why you're potter. But Rashi kaneveh is cholik on the Rambam. Rashi is cholik on the Chananel. Rashi says, no, there's no distinction between the Malach of Tzeda and any other malach of Shabbos, just like every other malach of Shabbos has to activate the item which is being nifal, bishul on the ochel, kotzer on the tzua, chavisha on the karka, v'chulu v'chulu, so too, the same thing applies to tzedah. So the question, of course, according to Rashi, how does he understand the Gemara in Beitza of Daf Dalet? So the Avodah himself explains that the chiyuv is for the action that you did, beguf hanitzot, at the very beginning. It's almost like isha mishum chitzot. Since it's clear, shehadav hanitzot, yavo l'kluv shalom. It's going to go back to its roosting place, and therefore it's already done b'chol. So there's no reason to hide the person on Shabbos, and that's what you're potter. So with this, we can understand also another very significant and very important Yerushalmi that's quoted by all the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran here in Perek Oreg. This is found on page number 7. You'll look towards the top of the page and you'll see the issue that's discussed. And this, of course, is based on also the Mishnah in Perek Oreg. The Mishnah is found directly below on page number 7. This is a famous Mishnah as well. Yashav ha'echad ala Pesach v'lo milohu. You don't block the entire doorway. The Yashav Hasheni Milohu, the second person blocks the entire doorway. Hasheni Chayim, he actually is the one who clearly is guilty of the Melacha. Namely, he did the act of Seder. He's the one who's trapping whatever is inside. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Yashav Harishon Ala Pesach Milohu, that's the first one, completely blocks the doorway. Uba Hasheni V'Yashav Besido, and now the second one sits next to him. Even though the first person went away, certainly the second one is going to be potter because the first one already did the act of tzedah. And the second one just simply replaced it. And the mashal is very fascinating. The mashal given by the Mishnah, there's a tzvi in my house, but the door is open. But I don't like to keep my doors open. I lock my doors. So I go ahead and lock my door. Now, obviously, when I lock my door, I did so because I want my house to be protected from burglars, from robbers, from would-be thieves. That's why I locked the door. But it turns out that on Shabbos, I now have also trapped a tzvi. The tzvi happens to be in my house already. And now the tzvi is Shomer B'socho. So you look at the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Rashba, quoted by the Ran, on the top of page number 7. The Rashba quotes the Yerushalmi. If you look at the left-hand column, there are three different blocks of Rashba print. The one in the left-hand column, Dochi Yasinim Yerushalmi, and the Rashba and the Rambam also quotes this Yerushalmi, that it's Mashmam, that there's a heter Lino B'tchila Beso, B'lishmar Beso, Utsvi Shebesocho. Why? Because what's my interest? My interest basically is not to trap the Tzvi. My interest is, take a look in the middle section of this Rashba. You can see it very clearly, and then we'll go on to the upper left-hand corner. But the middle section, the last four lines of the Rashba, will be Yerushalmi Nira Sheitiru Lino L'chatkila Beso Lishmar Beso U'tzvi Shebesocho. They came at you, Tzorech Beso, Avo Bishai Deikach Nitzar Atzvi Meme L'mutar U'vilvad Shelo Yiskaven Lishmar Es Atzvi Bilvad. Means as long as my intention is not just to trap the Tzvi, I want to close my door. And toch kedei, my closing of the door, the tzvi is now shomer b'toch beisi. The tzvi is trapped in my house. So the Rashba and the Ran quote this Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi, Dochi Yasir B'Yerushalmi, this is the upper left-hand corner now. And the Yerushalmi says, Ab Yasi b'Rabun b'Shem Rab Chanina, Hoya tzvi rotz kedarko, v'niskavim lino ba'ado, u'biyat ha'tzvi mutar. Since you have both intentions in mind, so the halacha is, this is permissible. Ruah tinuk mevabeh b'nohar. God forbid, a tinok is Achman Litzlan drowning. V'niskavim lehaloso ulehalos nechila shodogin. So now my intention is both to catch some fish, but at the same time, when I throw in the reshet to catch the fish, I'm going to catch the child and save the child. Rabbi Yisib Rabun b'shem Rabhuna, v'im fakech begal. V'niskavim lehaloso ulehalos tzor shel zuhubi v'imo putar. And therefore, olefi zeh ends the Rashba. Hodi Amrinon. Niskavim lino ba'ado, lo ba'ado bilvad komar, el niskavim lino af ba'ado komar, v'lomar, she'ilu tzorech lino ba'ado mutar, al b'shem niskavim she'atzvi nitzu b'tocho. So the Rashba takes the position that since my intention was not exclusively to go ahead and trap the tzvi, or in the case of the child and the dogim, I wanted to go ahead and basically catch fish, but in the course of it, Baruch Hashem, I saved the life of a young child. And in this case, I was able to also now have a tzvi in my house that's trapped. But my intention was to close the door of my home and keep myself protected. That's permissible. So the Ran, directly below, says on this Rashba, it's circled, he says, Udvarav Tumuim Be'enai Harbe. He's absolutely astounded by this position of the Rashba. And basically he asks, how is it possible that where a person has kavana? It's true, he had a dual kavana. He had a double kavana. Number one, a kavana lino bado ubiad beso. And also at the same time, he now has the tzvi trapped in his house. He asked the Rashba, because he wants to protect himself, protect his home. We also permit him to do a malach on Shabbos at Tzedah. He says further, it's true, I didn't have in mind to trap the tzvi, but I know the tzvi is in my house. And I know by closing the door, I'm now going to be over on Tzedah. He says, and Rav Shimon, who says that normally Enim Eskabin is not awesome in our Torah. So here we have the situation, it's true. Enim Eskabin, but it's a psik resha. And Rav Shimon is mother by psik resha. And he quotes the same Yerushalmi that we just mentioned in the Rashba. And then he also quotes the Gemara in Yuma. And he says, the Ran, Ma'atam, Mibnei Shehu Melechas Mitzvah, V'chova Hi Olav, V'tikor Adli, Shehu Miskavi, Nemosu Melech, Nemloch Acheret, Sheasur, B'Shav, Sitir, Chachamim. Why? Kidei Shelo Yimana, B'Shemina, B'Kuach Nevesh, Abu Tel, Shehu Olav. That in the case of the child, Hatino Kavavavea, and you also can trap dog in, of course, there we're talking about, by virtue of catching the fish, you also save the life of the child. That's an Indian Pikuach Nevesh. So Chazal were mad b'meiko. They were mad there. They permitted you to go ahead, save the child, and at the same time, trap some fish. Abu Melechas HaRashus, Chas V'Shalom. But if we're talking about something which is not Pikuach Nevesh, not a Chiyuv, God forbid that a person should go ahead and do a Melech on Shabbos, even though that was not his intention, but it's a Psik Resha. And he quotes from the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, and the end of the Ran is, he cites the Yerushalmi, what happened? You're doing two things here. You did a malacha which is permissible, and a malacha that's asa. And he says, you cannot possibly, based on that which we just discussed, somehow justify this kind of behavior. So this Ran also needs some explanation. Because the Ran says, if a person has kavana, lishmor tabayim bilvad, if my only intention was to close the door of my home and protect my house. And then after I close the door, oh, there's a tzvi in my house. That's not called an act of tzedah, because obviously, by all malachas of Shabbos, that there's no question that the Gemara always uses the example when it speaks of enem iskavim, goru adam kisei mita v'safsel v'achol iskavim lasot chrish. And the malach of tzedah consists of the fact that I close the house, or now that I trap the chayim in my house, but I don't know that the chaya, the tzvi, is in my house, that's probably called a shogeg, called a misaseg, whatever you want to call it. But I'll call part of you doing a malach of tzedah. That's the question that the Ran was asking. The Ran says, but at the end of the day, why is it permissible? Why is it permissible? If I know there's a tzvi, b'toch habayis, but I close the door because I want to protect my house, I don't want thieves to come in, why should that be permissible? So you have to assume, somehow, according to the sheet of the Ran, that the Ran is similar to the sheet of Rashi that we said earlier. The Ika Malacha of Tzedah is when I do a Maise Tzedah Beguf HaNitzel. It's like any other Malacha of Shabbos, that the Malacha has to be done Beguf HaNifal, Charisha in the Karka, Bishul in the Oichel, Kaitzer in the Tzvua. Here also, that you require an act of Tzedah that's going to connect to the Tzvi HaNitzel, the Tzvi that's being trapped. And that's not exactly what happened over here. You didn't do a Malacha of Tzedah Beguf HaNitzel. And therefore, the Ran says that if the person will have kavanah to close his house because of Shmir Shabbayis, that's not called the Maiset Tzedah Beguf HaNitzel. You can't be Mechayev a person. If a person has kavanah when he closes the house, Lotzut Chaya, then of course, that is a Maiset which is being done, in effect, Beguf HaNitzel Ki'ilu, by virtue of my kavanah. And somehow the Rashba, he could be understood based on the Svar of the Rambam. No. The Rashba Shita is that the Chiyuv of Tzeda is not which I do beguf hanitzol. The Chiyuv of Tzeda has to be a Maisa Tzeda. I prepared, I paved the way, I did the Hachana for an act of Tzeda, even though it's only a grammar. For that, the Torah says, I'm Chayav. But Tzeda is different than other Melachas of Shabbos, where the Chiyuv, as I said, is a Melacha that's done bekoach haguf hanifal. The Melacha of Tzeda, again, is markedly different. That if a person does the preparation and paves the way for the Melacha of Tzeda, and he knows the animal is going to be trapped, even if it comes in later on, when Mechayev for the Ma'is that said that it did. So that's what the Rashba says. If a person, by closing the door, in order to protect his house, has Kavona, he wants also the Tzedes HaTzvi, so therefore you can't be Mechayev a person for that act of Tzeda. How are you going to say that he went ahead and did a Tzeda, prepared a Metzuda, for the purpose of trapping the Tzvi? No, he's doing it for himself. He's doing it because he wants to protect his house from thieves and would-be robbers. And even though he also has Kavona Lotzud, that's not called Shehichanti Etametzuda Bishul HaTzvi. And that's the Svar of the Rashba. Again, this needs still Iyun, but it would seem that this is a fundamental machlokes Begdoli HaRishonim, how to define the Malacha of Tzeda. And perhaps with this one could be Miyashiv, another famous Kasha, and with this will be Misayim. One of the questions that is asked on the sheet of the Rashba, there's a Gemara later on in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We know the Torah says he shomer b'nega tzaras, that one is not allowed to cut off the tzaras. But we know if there's a mila b'makom tzaras, then mila b'Shabbos is doche the cutting off of the baharis. The Gemara is tekasha. Why do I need a pasuk to be matam mila b'tzaras? It's a davar shenei miskavi. My intention is not to cut off the baharis. The lav is cutting off the baharis. Cutting off the tzaras. He shomer b'nega tzaras, lishma ma'od b'lasos. But my intention is to do an act of mila, to do a bris mila. So the Gemara says, the maskana we're talking about, where the Avi Aben says, no, my kavana was lokutz baharto. My kavana was dafka to cut the baharis. And the chiddush is that still you're allowed to go ahead and do the mila. According to the Rashba, it's very difficult. Who needs a pasuk? That even though I had kavana lokutz baharis, who cares? Since I'm doing the mila mishum mitzvah, so I'm allowed to go ahead and do the mila at the same time to cut off the baharis shel bino. Just like the Rashba says by tzeda, I can go ahead and close my house because I want to protect it from robbers, even though at the same time I'm engaged in an act of tzeda. But obviously, I'm allowed to close my house. But if again, the svar of the Rashba is that this is only by melacha of tzeda, because the ikar chiyuv of tzeda, the way the Avinezer defined, is preparing the metzuda, paving the way for the hachana of tzeda, that the davar hanitzod either will come right away or will come lachazman. So therefore, you need a maaseh tzeda. The very fact that I close the door of my house to protect my house, that's not called a maaseh tzeda. By other malachas of Shabbos, we said the chiyuv is on the malacha that's done beguf hanifal. Chavisha to the karka, bisha to the ochel, karsha to the zvua. So we don't care if the malacha is done for you or not. And so too by tzitzus baharis. The chiyuv is the fact that there's a tzitzas baharis begufo. You're cutting off the baharis. So if you're mechabin to be close to the baharis, it's not going to help you, the fact that you're mechabin also for the mitzvah mila. The mitzvah mila is not going to be matzal you from tzitzas baharis and asa begufo. So there's an obvious distinction between this halacha of tzitzas baharis and, shall we say, our situation of tzeda. So what we tried to do in the shir was simply present the Rambam and the Ramah and try to understand, apparently, what the nature, what the mahus of the Easter of Tzeda is. And it could very well be that either we assume Tzeda is no different than all the other malachas of Shabbos, or perhaps Tzeda is a totally different kind of malacha with hachana for the mitzuda, paving the way for the Tzeda to occur. That's already considered to be the issue that a person would be chayav mishum Tzeda. Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov. Thank you very much again for being mezakeh me. Hashem should continue to give you bracha v'atzlocha b'chol ma'aseh yedecha.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
So, Rabbi David, if someone has a little puppy in the house.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too about the dog.
If you have a little puppy, I mean, I don't. I'm anti-dogs, you know me. But if I would have a little puppy and carry it around like a baby, is that considered tzeda?
The pashtus, it would not be tzeda, because that is similar to the braisa in the Beitza of Chav Dalid, that it's obviously a domesticated kind of puppy. It's Bar the Kluv, knows exactly whom his masters are, where his home is. But the other issue, of course, is the issue of whether a Bar Chai is considered to be Muktza. The Mechaber Paskin is a Bar Chai that did a Muktza. The question whether there was actually a very famous discussion about this now in the Dolei HaPoskim of our generation, what the status of Bali Chaim are, especially we have today psychologists who work with animal therapy. I guess Agoyin HaTzadik, Moreno Rabbeinu, many years ago about this. Perhaps we can consider a puppy to be today a tashit, or animals that are used for animal therapy. And he referred me to a tshuva written by my namesake, who's a Rav actually in Afula, Harav David. So he has a tshuva where he argues that perhaps a puppy may have a status of a tashit, as Maninu Anu. And as I said, especially in light of the fact that psychologists and psychiatrists often use puppies and animals for the purpose of play therapy, animal therapy, to resolve different psychological issues. But I think the answer to the question, that this would be exactly the Bryce and Chavdalin, it would not be an act of tzedek.
Okay.
So thank you so much. Can I remind the Seaboard that every Thursday night, Rav David gives a shiur to the shul. It's on Zoom, and people are invited to join the Thursday night shiur. I'm already aware. Also at 9 o'clock at night, also on Zoom.
Shabbat Tov, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Shabbat Tov. Bye.
Shabbat Tov.